morning we're continuing Chayarim Chal Chav Beis Simen Yud Ches. A person is able to medaber lifnei hamelech. Okay, now, so this is the case in Allah, which is referred to as a shasui, a person who's had more than revius or more. And the definition of having revius we'll explain in a moment. And so here he is. He's not allowed to daven either in this situation. If he does daven, he's yet to be yevet the tefillah. That doesn't mean he should do it. So we should, at first argument, say, well, he's still also going to have to miss the zman, miss the opportunity for tefillah. And if he loses the whole zman, he'll daven later on. Comes to Chayyadim and says, Avagav de Medina, even though straight din of Shulchan Aruch of the Gemara, so he adds in over here the definition of drinking revius means that a person drank it b'basachas. If a person drank it over in two periods of time, not clear how much of a gap in between the two is considered a gap for this purpose. It means means it could be, it's according to one pshat, it means that he mamash drank it down in one big long gulp. That's the only scenario where revius is enough of a problem. If he has more than revius, not clear. If he drank the wine during the meal, we hold yain tachasud is not mashaker. Because you have it with food, it doesn't have the same impact on the person. If he put some water in it, it doesn't have the same dinner revius. So this fellow didn't have any of the heterim, and he drank a bona fide revius. So he shouldn't be davening. He's able to trust his instincts. He feels that he's no longer drunk. He's allowed to daven. So the Shulchan Aruch says that in Simen Tzadites Sif Gimel, a person is considered a shosui. Sagile the fi masha margish benapsha shayof again. He's allowed to rely on what he's able to recognize in his own nature, that the wine has more off. And the Rambam continues, is what the Chayyadim continues and says, so we, because our wines are not as strong as the wines of the Chazal, and we're going to argue that Revius Bayos doesn't have the same impact as the Revius of what Chazal viewed as the impact of a Revius. So, and we see that the nature is people drink Revius more than Revius and really are able to remain very, very coherent and very on the ball. So they're able to be Mabadam Lithne Amelech. So we are makel with our wines not to keep this din of the Gemara, to wait, and we go ahead and we daven, especially if we're going to be losing this man tefillah. So a person says, if he doesn't daven soon, he's going to lose the opportunity to daven chakras. Relying on tashlum or mincha is not correct lechatchila. So therefore, he can be mekel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds a kenach over here. He brings the marshal. The marshal argues, the Yamshel Shlomo, that in a situation on Yom Tov, where a person is supposed to drink wine as part of the meal, supposed to drink wine as part of the meal, and this idea that wine during the meal is not mashakar is a machlokes, but he says on Yom Tov, as he's supposed to do, as long as he feels at times for mincha that he feels comfortable, that he's coherent, he's allowed to daven lechatchila. He's a kolshkein, and definitely nowadays, because we're not machaven so much anyway, she don't be machaven by case of a shasui. The Mishbura actually relied on this Svara even not in a yantiv situation, that if a person is going to lose man tefila, he should rely on this sort of nowadays we're not mechaben so much anyway. So we have this svara we're going to rely on in a situation on Yom Tov where a person has to drink, and then he wants to daven mincha afterwards, or in a situation where a person is afraid he's going to lose man tefila, he relies on the argument of the Yom Shel Shlomo that a person is allowed to daven, not if he's a shikur. A shikur is a person who cannot be medaber lifnei hamelech. So I don't care whether our wines are weak or strong. It doesn't make a difference because practically he cannot speak. But in case of a person just a shasu, he's able to be medaber lifnei hamelech, but he had some wine. Even though meager, then he should not be drinking. Not a lot of daven. We allow him to daven in those two circumstances. Bez Hashem, we will continue this discussion in the following share. Have a good day.